Not long after the space shuttle landing, I ordered an Alpha 3 model rocket launch kit from Estes. It arrived during the school week, and Mom handed it to me the moment I got home. She stood there smiling as my eyes lit up, her hands on her waist and her chin held high. In no time at all, I'd put the rocket together. I couldn't wait to show it to Dad. Mom told me he'd be home late that evening, but I begged her to let me stay up. I sat there by the front door, in my pajamas with my teeth brushed, until his car pulled in at 9:29 p.m., nearly half an hour after my bedtime. The second he walked through the door, I presented my rocket to him, proudly. "I built it all by myself, Dad," I said, sticking out my chest. "We can slide an engine into the tube here and set it up on the launch pad, and then the two of us can fire it off." He set his briefcase down and held his hand out for the rocket, which I eagerly handed over. He ran his fingers over the white nose cone, down the long checkered cardboard tube, and finally to the black plastic fins. He gently tugged at the metal hook coming out of the base of the rocket, the piece that held one of the insertable rocket engines in place. "Isn't it the greatest, Dad?" He nodded but didn't say anything. I thought he'd be impressed. He handed the rocket back to me. I repeated myself, this time scratching my head. "It's great, right?"
"It is well constructed."
Dad cleared his throat.
"I think it's important, though, that we contemplate why human beings created rockets. Why do you think they exist?"
I frowned. "To launch people into space." I thought it was kind of obvious.
"That is a much more recent application. The original purpose of rockets, and the central one of modern missiles, which are essentially rockets with built-in guidance systems, is to wreak havoc on one's perceived enemy, to cause death and destruction. Armed with nuclear warheads, missiles have the very real potential to bring an end to humanity."
His eyes focused on mine as he waited for me to grasp the gravity of his observation. Since I was a 10-year-old, it went mostly over my head. I tried to change the subject. He'd definitely be impressed when he saw my rocket take off. "This is just a model, Dad," I said. "It can fly for real, though. Would you like to launch it from the back deck with me this weekend?" He looked instantly irritated.
"It may be a model, but launching it in an environment such as ours would be perilous."
I protested. "People launch them all the time." Dad snorted.
"If they in fact do, they're foolish. Rocket engines produce significant amounts of heat," he said.
His voice had sharpened.
"You may have noted that here in Southern California, our hills are covered with dry brush."
"Our backyard isn't. You and Mom planted lots of trees and plants and stuff."
"Can you ensure the rocket will land there? I think not."
He sounded annoyed.
"It could touch down in the Petersons' backyard, and we nearly lost our home a few years ago to a brush fire that started there."
He seemed to be recalling the near disaster. His nostrils flared. I stared at him blankly. He was clearly upset with me, but I was too young to understand why. That was when I heard the door to the back deck open and paws scurrying through the living room. Mom had returned from taking Jezebel and Penelope, our Newfoundlands, out to do their evening business.
"There, my girls," Dad said when he saw them,
his voice an octave higher, slowed and soothing. The frustration on his face disappeared. He quickly dropped to one knee, vigorously rubbing Penelope's head. Jezebel nudged him, and after a while he turned to her and scratched her back until she flipped over to expose her belly. He rubbed away, with Penelope eyeing for around herself. It seemed to go on for ages. When he finally stood, I realized I hadn't come up with anything to say. Dad looked at his watch.
"Isn't it past your bedtime?"
I turned and walked toward my room, running into Ted in the kitchen. He'd been listening to the whole conversation.
"Looks like the doofus just crashed and burned," he said as I passed him.
I wanted to turn around and whack him,
but my eyes were filling with tears, and the last thing I needed was for my brother to see me cry.